Saturday night at the 40th annual Rocky Grass. Tonight we celebrate this evening with a very special traditional bluegrass set. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome Bela Fleck with Ronnie McCurry, Jason Carter, Alan Bartram, and Danny Paisley!
Thank you. great Danny Pacey right there from the state of Pennsylvania. Make him welcome, would you, Rocky Grant? That's traditional bluegrass singing at its best, right there. Well, thank you. Sorry, Mama. I think we'll do one that was written by Bobby Osborne. I didn't get to see Bobby's show today, but I'm sure it was fantastic as usual. This is one that he wrote, and Flat Scruggs recorded it too. It's become a standard in bluegrass. It's called Pain in My Heart.
Thank you.
One of my earliest influences is that guy right there. First time I ever got to hear Danny sing up close and in person, it was a life-changing event. It was at a jam session at a festival in New Jersey, believe it or not. And got to hear him sing up close and personal, and it changed my life. I was scared, I was in awe, I was excited. It was awesome. It was amazing. And it's an honor to get to play with Danny and Baylor. Now, this other guy, on the other hand, I get to play with him all the time, but, you know, I'll introduce him anyhow. Please make welcome mandolin virtuoso, Ronnie McCurry.
Thank you. Thanks, Alan. I'd like to pick a little instrumental that I wrote one time, and I named it after one of my absolute mandolin heroes, the great dog, David Grisman. I believe Sammy's here. I'm going to send this out to Sammy. This is one that I wrote and I had David record with me. I was real lucky to have him out there in Nashville to do it. It's entitled Dog Gone. Thank you.
think we wrote the set list a little too close to the paper. Even though I am the youngest one in the band, I still can't see that small print. I just wanted to remind everybody that I am. And always will be. I don't know, I can't read it. Good. Tony Rice impression. My home is across the Blue Ridge
Mind. I can see it's about a good sign that I need you, that's why. back home. So squeeze yourself real good and tight. I'll be home before daylight. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay.
Folks like to hear a little polka music right about now. That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. That's the nice of boys. I think it's what we're doing. We got just the guys to do it. Back here playing the bass fiddle, he's a wonderful singer, a great bass player. Alan Barcher, make him welcome. He's going to sing you polka on the banjo.
Fingers go.
band, I take her by the hand, I begin to swing. She knows I'd never miss a chance to steal a kiss. It's a polka with her. I don't speak a word once I've heard one thing I love so. She's caught in the middle, playing second fiddle to a polka on an old banjo. Folks, this is one of Danny's big hits. Brings a tear to every eye in the audience. He gets pretty emotional when he sings this one, and I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, when we first got together to play as this group, as this entity, as this machine, band, group, what is this? Conglomeration, crew, unit. This next tune is one that that Bela brought up and said we should do. It's one from one of his early records called Daybreak. And And the name of the tune is Texas Barbecue. And I'm pretty sure there's a story behind that. Ronnie, you know the story? I think Ronnie knows the details on that.
Tell it, Ronnie.
Tell it. I wish I'd have been there, but there's a great fiddle player by the name of Tex Logan. Some of you folks have heard of Tex Logan, I'm sure. He actually was partnered up with Peter Rowan there for a while back years ago. And anyhow, Tex is a brilliant man and a great fiddle player. And he lived in New Jersey and used to have all these famous, famous picking parties where everybody that you ever could imagine would stop by and go there. And I was really small and been to a few of them, but Bela said he was never there but heard about him, and he was famous for making his barbecue. This is called Texas Barbecue. Thank you. That's a handful. Both hands. Well, we got to introduce this next fella. He's been playing fiddle. We've been playing over 20 years now, I guess it's been. He's only 23, but we've been playing 20 years together. He's from the great state of Kentucky, where a lot of fine fiddle players come from. And he's one of the finest you'll hear today, that's for sure. That's Jason Carter. Make him welcome. He's going to sing you a song. I'll try to sing you a song. This is just another traditional bluegrass song. It's kind of appropriate for a fiddle player to sing, I think. It's called Sawing on the Strings. It goes like this. Come on. Way back in the hills, there used to live a mountain man. They called him Fiddlin' Bill. He could play most anything, and some say he could sing. The one thing that he liked to do best was sawing on the string. Talking out the fiddle and bossing up the bow. Look at old Bill, a batting his toe. Bill make music through the rafters, ring all day, picking and sawing on the string. Thank you.
Take a little break. Let the, what are we going to call this gospel quartet? We need a name for this gospel quartet. The Rocky Grass Gospel Singers, maybe, something like that. That'll have to do for now. But, what's that? I could do better. I know, I probably could do better, but it's the altitude. Anyhow, please make welcome. The Rocky Grass, the Lions, what? You can always count on Tim O'Brien for something witty. The Lions 4. Hey, how's it going out there? How you guys? I don't talk much. Thank you. No, wait a second. I just got to say what a pleasure it is to be up here with these gentlemen that I've admired for so long. And some of them I knew when they were very small. And some of them I knew when we were very small. And we met years and years ago back in the 70s when we were both playing in bands in the Northeast. And I was a great admirer of Danny's singing and his guitar playing, which he does with a thumb pick, by the way, in the old-fashioned style. And so I've been keeping an eye on him from a distance, and this was a chance to finally get to play together after all these years. So it's a real thrill to be up here. Now, these guys, for some reason, have allowed me to sing along with them on this next song, so I ask everybody's forgiveness. Thank you.
This is a gospel number that we'd like to send out to all the greats that happened to pass this year, including the great Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson. Among all the other great bluegrass musicians that give their lives to this music, that's for sure. It's entitled Gone Home.
Streets of
Thank you, folks. We appreciate that. Thank you, Bella. We got him singing.
It'll never happen again.
Dad's got one picked out. I saw your face in the moon, honey.